Books on Me presents Curse of Strahd, a spooky adventure for D&D 5th edition. Episode 5, Tendril Loving Care.
Hello everybody, and welcome back to Book Zombie Presents Curse of Strahd. We are sadly missing a Josh tonight who had a family thing came up. Nothing serious, just an unexpected concert for his little one. So unfortunately we'll be lacking Josh tonight, but Jane has very kindly volunteered to try and get his character killed in his absence. She's just shaking her head on the screen.
Rude.
So I'm Chris Book Zombie Hill, your GM for the normal Farrago. And I will do the normal and give you a quick rundown of where and when we are, because I haven't actually listened to last episode yet. I've just started editing it, so this might be interesting. Last session was a session of combat, I seem to remember, more than anything else. So our band of heroes continued to explore the basement. It turned out to exist, after all, and got attacked by a bunch of ghouls. Not ghasts, but ghouls. It was ghasts to start with, and that was wrong. They became ghouls. And made reasonable work of those. And then they came into a room that had a statue of somebody holding a crystal orb. And naturally, of course, they couldn't keep their fingers off of it, which meant they ended up being attacked by a bunch of shadows. And then they managed to also, I seem to remember that Marmoset got herself stuck to a wall that was actually a disguised mimic. And despite having almost got themselves killed in some of the earlier fights, made really short work of the mimic. I was like, oh no, this is going to be a big one. And no, it wasn't. That was done. And then as a result of that, I believe you all took a short rest at the end of the mimic fight, if I'm remembering rightly.
Yep.
So I'm going to tell you now that given you didn't, in game time, it was not that long ago you had a long rest. I'm not going to let you have a long rest in this session unless it really becomes necessary, because it always feels a bit like cheating if you sort of say, all right, we do one fight, then we have a long rest, then we do another fight, then we have a long rest. Going to take some of the fun for me out of it. I don't know about anybody else. Mm-hmm. So that's where we were at the end of last session. And so I'm going to let everyone now introduce themselves, and I will do the normal and start and ask in the order that they appear on my screen. So first of all, Alton.
Hello, my name is Alton. I will be playing Semyon Anatov, Idiot Paladin tonight.
Thank you. Caius.
Hi, I'm Caius Wickersham. I'm D. Talvinar on Twitter. I'm playing Darius Talvinar, the Human Monk.
Okay. Benny.
Hi, I'm Penny Hill. I'm playing Marmoset Quince, the human ranger with a slight problem.
Okay, and Jane.
Hey, I'm Jane. I am Silardor Tin, and I'm playing Cather Bitteraxe normally. And then I will also be sort of shadow playing Aramon, our tiefling sorcerer as well. And trying not to get him killed. This is the goal.
You say that. Okay, thank you. So, I think at the moment you are all in the room where you fought the shadows with the statue. And I know somebody took hold of the crystal sphere, which turned out to not have any intrinsic magical properties, just a crystal ball. But it could be used as a magical focus should anyone choose to use it for that purposes.
Yep. Did I not give it to Aramon?
I don't remember who ended up with it.
Yes, I think it was Aramon because he's the sorcerer.
Yeah, Aramon has it in his inventory. He added
okay,
it.
Okay, excellent. So Aramon currently has that. Okay. So you've found that there's an exit at the bottom of the room, which ends up with a blank wall that use point contained a mimic. And so your only option seems to be to go slightly back the way you came to the junction where you fought the ghouls. Can I just check, what's everyone's passive perception?
Oh, that's not a good start.
Aramon is 11. Cather is 10.
Uh-huh. Perception is 13.
I'm a 12.
13.
So Marmoset and Caius, So Marmoset and Darius, you both got the highest. Just back sort of slightly in the direction you came from, you can kind of hear a faint cry. You squint your ears. You can just hear a sort of help, help noise coming from...
There's a kitten in the well!
Coming from roughly towards the north, towards the top of the screen from the direction you first came into.
I just need to ask the question, how does one squint one's ears?
You do the dog thing where you tilt your head back and forth. Yeah. What the trying to figure something out.
If you are one of those people who can wiggle your ears, you do that as well.
Yes, yes, whatever.
Okay, I'm coming back into the room.
Yep, I'm going to come back around to here. So I'm standing next to the statues.
Right, that's more or less where you all were anyway, so where most people were.
Yeah.
So, yep.
I'm not seeing anything other than the beautiful plastic skeletons around the walls.
Oh, you can hear. Help! Again, coming from further back from the direction that you came.
Okay, folks, this is a trap written all over it, but we can hear somebody crying help, and I think we should go towards that sound. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to go all the way to here.
Even though you think it's a trap?
Wow. Even though I think it's a trap.
Yes.
Yep, still hear vague noises coming from the distance.
Is the chanting still going?
Oh, the chanting's still going. Assume the chanting is still going until I tell you otherwise.
Okay.
I've got to say that on a level of competence, it's a real sort of you and the Guardians of the Galaxy is kind of pretty much even, I feel.
Okay, so if I start to head towards these steps, does it get louder or softer?
It gets softer.
Okay, it's probably not this way, folks. Okay. Let's try down this way. Louder or softer?
Sorry, where are you?
I've just gone to one square towards the bottom of where we were, and Darius has gone one square up. So which one of us is hearing it more loudly?
Darius.
This way.
Okay.
Into the dining room.
I must admit, I've got this funny feeling I'm back at the optician. Is it clearer on the red or on the green? Is it number one or number two?
Oh, man, I'm having triggers.
Okay, so again, the further towards the top of the screen, so east, according to the map, the louder the noise comes. You can see, so you're in the dining area.
About here.
Okay, I'll come on up behind you.
Right, so you're more or less, so Darius, you're more or less where you finished the fight with Thorn. Yeah. You notice there are a couple of entrance ways to either side that you didn't actually explore last time.
Okay.
You missed a bit. But it's still coming from slightly further to the east than you are.
By east, we mean top.
Top, yes.
So I'm going to go up to about...
Okay. Okay, up to the next intersection.
Is this the bottom of the secret stairway?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. So... So
that's where we came in.
You can see it's much louder now. You can definitely hear it, somebody going, help! Get me out of here!
Can we tell anything else about that person?
It's sort of coming from sort of the southeast, as far as you can tell.
Hang on, if that one's east, south is to the right. Okay. I'm heading to here.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can see from there that there are entrance ways to the top and the bottom of you. The sound sounds like it might be very well be coming from above you.
Okay. Whoa.
Right. Right where you are now, you notice that just in front of you, there is a stone crypt quite why it doesn't have the sarcophagus in here that it doesn't have in the other places, I don't know. But there is a stone sarcophagus in front of you with the lid on it. But you can definitely hear help coming from inside.
It's probably a trap.
Folks.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, come on up.
Be ready for it, and I'll open up the sarcophagus lid.
Okay, can you give us...
Can I ready an action?
Yes, you can do.
Okay, I'm going to have my longbow prepped and ready so that if something scary comes out, I will fire at it.
All of my axe ready too.
Okay. So, Caius, can you make me an athletics check, please?
Check. Wow. Sick.
Your fingers slip on the top of the stone lid and scrape against it. You maybe need a little bit of assistance.
Yeah. Which one's the big, strong person? Cathra, you...
Hey, is there somebody out there?
You want some help?
Yes.
Pathetic. All right.
Okay, so you want to roll. This time you'll get advantage.
Okay, hold on. Need to grab my sheet again. This time with advantage.
That's fine. You managed to slide open the lid of the sarcophagus, and a head pops up. And ladies and gentlemen and listeners, I introduce you to our new player, Jason Radke. Hi, Jason.
Hello. Thank you, Chris. You can.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes, I am Jason Radke. I am playing currently with Chris and Penny on our other podcast, Nerd Therapy, and I just couldn't resist the chance to play a Kenku Rogue again. I played my very first game as a Kenku Rogue back in 1987. So I am playing Oswald Danger Hocken, but you can call me Ozzy.
Danger is his middle name.
Yes, my previous master had a warped sense of humor. So I crawl out of the sarcophagus and collapse on the steps and take a few deep breaths. Then I stand up and I sweep my hat off my head and bow deeply to the party and introduce myself. I am Oswald Danger Hocken. You may call me Ozzy, devotee of Garm Glittergold.
We're calling you Ozzy.
or devotee, whichever.
Hello, Ozzy. I'm Marmoset. I'm not pointing a longbow at you, really.
I'm pointing my axe at you. Who are you and how did you get down here? And are you actually alive? I've had some issues with that last one.
I was down here scouting for treasures. I saw something... Sorry, I forgot my character voice. Hang on. I was down here scouting for treasures. Saw something sparkly in the bottom of the coffin. Crawled in, lid closed. Yeah, Ozzy was...
You crawled into a sarcophagus? Sounds like you earned what you got there, buddy.
You're a real people person, aren't you?
Yes.
Catherine's a grumpy dwarf.
His previous master made war forges, and Ozzy helped program the language, which is why he sounds like that.
Ah, okay.
Because I can't not have a chance to play a character voice.
Are we trusting random strangers again? The only reason we're here is because we trusted random strangers.
How long have you been down here?
I have been down here 2 weeks.
Wow.
How are you alive?
I have been in coffin 1 day.
Ah, okay.
I don't believe it. Keeping my eye on you.
Have you found any other sparklies?
Just cubic zirconia.
Wow.
I don't even know what that is. Marmoset comes from a small village.
Yeah.
Less exciting, basically.
I would like to mark Marmoset as my quarry.
I'd like to point out that Marmoset is the ranger in this scenario.
Yeah. I don't want to have Lucia coming after Brazenhead, so...
Are the two of you just going to continually hunt each other? Because, like,
yes, we have across the dimensions. Sometimes I'm the hunter, sometimes I'm the hunted.
Okay, oh, this is going to get old.
And if you're really lucky, there'll be a 14-page extract in the comic book purely devoted to that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so...
I no longer understand what you're talking about. Look, this weird bird person just crawled out of a sarcophagus and you're all just super happy to see him?
I'm not. Is this
true? No.
I never know what anybody's talking about.
Oh.
I am super happy to see you.
What are you talking like? Like, what? I'm just... Okay, I'm... Whatever. You guys do what you want. I'm leaving.
Put it this way. We lost the useful person that could talk to stones. Maybe, you know. Can you talk to stones?
I cannot talk to stones.
Well,
is that going to be too annoying for anybody? No. Or...
Good time.
Oh, you could keep doing it just for funsies.
Touché.
I think I'm more worried about what it's going to do to your voice than I am worried about how it's going to affect everyone else.
Yeah, I got allergies, so my voice is already scratchy today.
That's an excellent character voice. Do that one.
Okay, so while you're here, Semyon, from where you're standing, just down facing this other area, just in here, you can see that there is the... a stone slab leaning against the wall. It's fairly obvious that it is a sarcophagus lid, but there is no sarcophagus for it to be the lid to in the room.
Oh, does it have anything written on it?
Are you moving into the room to check?
Hey, can I quickly search for, you know, possibly traps or something before I go in there?
Sure, roll me an investigation.
Yeah, I'm not even sure why I even said that, but hey, let's give it a go. No! Perfectly safe, and I go to have a read.
Okay, so you pretty much trip over your own feet and face plant on your way to...
Yep.
Oh, Semyon.
Oh, God, it's the cupboard all over again.
I make it sound like wah, wah, wah.
So I just sort out... Jason, can you actually see where you are now?
Somebody...
That's fine, oh, okay.
Yeah, there it is. I was going to say ping the map, but I found
So now you've come close to look. So there are no traps or anything like that you've triggered. You're just being clumsy.
It was a trap. It was definitely a trap.
Very skillfully set trap.
Absolutely.
They knew an idiot would come along. So
it was the way those flagstones were exactly flush with each other that caused you to trip.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, so there is a name etched on the stone slab, and it says Walter Durst.
Ooh.
There is nothing else.
Who went Fred? Who went Robert?
I went Fred.
I went Fred.
I thought Robert.
Yeah. And
sorry, brain not concrete.
Remember back in the second episode when I first found out that the family name was Durst, and some of us went for the lead singer, for want of a better word, of Linkin Biscuit, Linkin Park. No, which one is it? I forgot.
No, Limp Biscuit.
Limp Biscuit. I always get those two.
Limp Biscuit.
Linkin Biscuit. I like it a lot. That's like the country band that does covers of Linkin Park and Limp Biscuit.
Paladinos.
Yes, and several other people went for, is it Robert Durst, did you say?
Robert Durst. Yeah.
So apparently a serial killer.
The billionaire serial killer. Yep.
The dirtbag and the bigger dirtbag.
Yeah.
Which is which?
Still working on it, man.
As far as I know, Fred Durst hasn't murdered anything other than style, so...
That would stop.
I think, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
dearie me.
Do we want to look for any hidden doorways or anything exciting in this room? Well, in the room that Semyon's in, or should we go back the way we came and go have a random wander down those passageways we didn't explore before?
I'll have a look if you want.
Go on. You know you want to.
Mr. DM?
Yes?
I would like to do an investigation for shinies.
By all means, roll me an investigation. Okay. You don't find anything. It's the traditional waste of a reasonably good roll on nothing.
Story of my life.
Indeed.
Okay, well, that was not very productive. I'm going to start heading back.
So we didn't...
Did anyone remember which way we came?
We couldn't get through that door after the door that was the mimic. We couldn't get through
There wasn't actually a door.
Oh, that's what it was. There wasn't actually a door there.
Yeah, the mimic was doing a sterling impression of a wooden door.
Got it. Okay. Should we check these two little things over here?
Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, Darius.
Checking out these two on the left.
Okay.
To the north.
And I've got the right.
And I'm stuck in the middle.
With you.
With you.
Okay, let's deal with...
Let someone else finish it off that time.
Okay, let's deal with where Darius is first. Okay. In the room in front of you, there is a stone slab, and on top of it is a empty coffin. Sorry, there's a stone bier, an empty coffin, and a slab with a name on it.
Okay. What's the name?
The name is... which one are you in? Ah, yeah. Rosavalda Durst.
Okay.
You may remember that you killed her ghost a couple of sessions ago.
Okay.
If kill's the word we're looking for.
And the one further down to the west, to the bottom. Let me guess. This is Thorn.
Good guess, actually. Yes. Yep. So it's same layout as the one above, but this time it has the name Thornbolt Durst carved into it.
Okay.
I'll hang at the back of the party with my short bow at the ready.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I pop up back to the intersection. Well, I found the kids' graves.
Guess what would have happened if you'd taken their bones and put them into those coffins?
We would have been rewarded fabulously.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We should do that.
No, it's a bit late for that because you've just killed their ghosts.
Kill them.
If you'd done that, you wouldn't have had to fight their ghosts. But never mind.
Well, still, just out of a sign of respect to them.
So, Cathra, what are you up to?
I'm just looking at what's over here.
So it's the same layout as on the where Darius has been. So there's an entrance to below you and then one above you.
Yeah, I mean, I'll look at both of them.
Okay, so looking the one above, again, same layout as the ones that Darius look at. There's just a stone slab that leans against the wall that would normally seal the crypt once it was filled and has the name Gustav Durst.
Is that Dad? I can't remember.
I think so, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes. Gustav was Dad. Yes.
Okay, so if Gustav was Dad, who was the other one?
Probably Mom.
On the sarcophagus.
What, the one that said Walter?
Oh, isn't that kindly Uncle Walter?
Or the baby?
I'm not, to be perfectly honest, it's not 100% clear. It might have been the dead child.
Yeah.
The dead baby.
Stillborn.
Okay, so, Cathra, are you checking?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at both of them, so.
Okay.
What's at the bottom one?
Right, at the bottom one is another, again, same layout, this time with the name Elizabeth Durst, you'll be shocked to hear, mm-hmm. carved on the slab. But unfortunately, as you come into the room, you see some movement from the back of the wall, and you see a swarm of centipedes start pushing their way out of the back wall.
Oh, God. Sorry, that's real life, Jane.
Yummy bugs.
Centipedes are just like the most horrifying thing.
Maybe you send the bird in to eat dinner.
Yep. So they will move in to attack you. So I believe it's...
Do I need to move out of like there?
Yeah, if you move back quickly, then they will follow you through, but that will give you slight advantage. But we are now going to do the fabulous.
Okay.
The one, the only roll for initiative. Let me just clear down the last turn.
Oh, first. Crap. I did it.
There we go.
Okay.
I owe Chris a beer.
Let me guess, you didn't press your...
No, I did not.
Gosh.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
I'm full of initiative today.
Well, that's a lot better.
It's doing that bloody thing where it doesn't let me select the character again. Let's just make sure I'm on the data. It helps if I'm on the right layer. Always the bloody layer.
Technology, making your life easier.
Okay, so that is... Wow. Everybody else first. So, Ozzy, you're up.
All right, where... somebody ping these centipedes.
Pick them up and flick them at you.
No, so I can know which doorway they're in. Okay.
They're not visible. Yeah,
they're just around the corner from where Cathra has fled like a coward to. Oh, sorry. Did I say that?
I'm
confused. Where are they?
The centipedes are here. So they've just come out of the back wall of this sarcophagus, of this grave.
There's a door there?
No, they came out the wall.
There's no door. It's clear entrance. It's the map is not helpful there. That's sort of where the crypt door would be.
I thought this area was just these three squares and that was it.
No, it's these ones here.
Oh, yes, I'm really confused.
Hello, minions. Your lord and master, Strahd von Zorovich here. The reason no one can see what is happening here is that the DM, this book zombie, has not realized that with dynamic lighting turned on, you have to go into the dynamic lighting lair and remove the line marking the closed door so the players can see through it. Pathetic mortals.
So that was where the crypts were.
Oh, so I was in here, basically.
Yes, sorry.
Got it. Okay, then I would still be in here. Got it.
Sorry about that, obviously.
Then I would still be in here. I was baffled as to what was going on.
Okay, can I see in there?
Yep, you can see.
Okay, then shoot my short bow.
Okay.
Unless they're not within 5 feet.
No, you'll be fine.
They are within 5 feet of somebody else.
Well, that's very definitely a hit.
All right, so 7, and I'm going to take my sneak attack bonus.
Okay.
Did that work?
Can't see it.
Okay, I'll just roll a d6.
Okay.
I forgot to click the button on my character sheet. So, 11 damage.
Okay.
To whatever centipede is closest.
Well, it's just a bunch. Strangely enough, you notice that being centipedes, they kind of don't take up quite as much damage from your arrow as you would normally expect.
Okay.
But it takes some. Okay, Marmoset, you're up. Oh, sorry, are you doing anything else?
No, I'm okay where I am.
Okay. So I'm going to
Actually, I'm going to move out of the way so somebody else can come in and take a shot.
Okay, do you have the movement for that?
I absolutely do.
Okay, fine. Sorry. Right, Marmoset.
I'm going to come to here. So am I right in that I couldn't see because I am not, do not have dark vision, but is that the square that they're in?
One below yes.
Me? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. You should be able to see.
I can now, but I couldn't before because they were around the corner. And you said...
Oh, right. So you can see around you. You just couldn't see where they were.
Yes, that's what I meant.
Because
yeah.
Everybody should have visibility, because we agreed right at the beginning that we'd make the assumption that torch light was available.
Yeah. They are right there.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're in a little room you can't see in yet, Penny. If you move over or down and over, you can see where they are.
Yeah, so you'd need to move down one further step before you can...
So now I'm in melee range. Yes.
You're within.
No.
They're right here.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to go through the little door to see them.
Oh, right.
You can shoot from where you are.
Yeah, so you shoot from where you are. You're not in melee.
Right. So I'm going to come to here and sit on Kafra's head for a moment. I'm going to mark them as my quarry.
Uh-huh.
I am going to try and splat them with my quarterstaff.
Okay. Well, that's definitely a hit.
Okay. And that would be... I get confused with this.
Why is so it'd be five damage.
Five damage. Okay, and then my hunter's mark, does that work? Yep, plus two for them being my quarry.
Okay.
So and again, then I'm going to take a step back afterwards.
If you take a step back, you will provoke an opportunity attack.
But I can't stay where I am because I'm on top of Kathra.
You can't stay where I am because you're sitting on Kathra's head at the moment.
Yes.
So...
Kathra has no problem with the situation.
Thanks, Kathra. You've got something wrong with your nose, Kathra.
So I just try to remember something. I didn't save the changes when I adjusted their number of hit points. Okay, so yeah, you can move a step back, but they will get an opportunity attack on you.
Okay, so I've moved my step back.
Okay. I've bloody done it again. I keep doing that. I went and closed the character sheet of the swarm. Mm-hmm. I'm planning on putting some of the re-editing some of this all together as what not to do when you're DMing using Roll20. So it's going to make a bite attack on Penny. I would assume a six would be a miss.
A six is indeed a miss.
Yeah. Okay. And yes, you. I was going to say, remember to announce your dice rolls, everybody.
Oh,
we've all been forgetting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a 23 with my
shield. And I got a 23 with my quarterstaff.
Okay, so Darius, you're up.
Oh, sorry, before we do that, a quick question.
Yeah?
Did I do as much bludgeoning damage as I expected to?
No, you did not do as much damage as you'd expect to.
Okay.
Yeah, where am I? And where are you guys? And where are the centipedes?
Come to where I am, and they're there, okay. In that next square over.
10, 15, 20, 30, there. Okay, I can still move there and move 10 back. Okay, give that an unarmed attack. 15.
That's a hit.
Okay, that's 4 bludgeoning on that.
Okay.
And just for funsies, we're going to spend the key for the flurry of blows on it. Okay, so that's 2 more. 12 and a 19.
Okay, they both hit.
Okay, so... Okay, 4 each. Consistent. Yeah, 8. So 12 altogether.
Okay.
35, 40.
Okay, they are starting... You can see that they're the curled up, shriveled bodies of some of the swarm are starting to sort of drop out of the mass. And, right, Ehriman. Because you don't get an opportunity attack because they only get one reaction, so...
Right. So at the traffic jam... Ehriman actually can't get into range and then still get off of anybody. So I guess he'll just go there. It's only 10 feet from where he was. And he'll hold a firebolt in case the centipedes come within range that he can shoot them. But there's nothing really else he can do. So.
All righty. So, next, it is Semyon.
I'm going to assume that I'm going to be in the same boat, that we've got a complete traffic jam going on around here.
Yeah.
It's not the biggest manoeuvre. There's a lot of fairly small manoeuvring spaces you may have noticed around here.
And I was thinking I could cast a bless, but I think, we might need that later. I don't like the way he said that. I'll save that for later. At the moment, I think this is going to have to be a lost round for me.
Okay. Right. Kathra, it is your turn.
All right. I'm not going to rage. These guys don't seem like... They seem like small fries. So I'm going to attack with my great axe.
Okay.
But that is a 7.
that is a whiff, I'm afraid.
I rolled a natural 2, kids. All right, well, yay. So Cather swings and is like, damn centipedes, and misses.
They just sort of gently move aside like the Red Sea from the blade of your axe.
Oh, God.
And then they go off on their own legs and wave all their tentacles at you.
Yeah. Torturing Cather like that.
Well, Cather doesn't care. Jane is thoroughly grossed out by centipedes.
It's just a Mexican centipede wave. Their team obviously just scored.
Well, it's their turn next, so we're about to find out. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they are now, as Cather is directly in front, Cather, are you doing anything else before?
No, that's it.
Okay. Right, so as Cather is directly in front of them, it would seem a waste of energy to do anything much else, so they are going to bite mm-hmm. at you.
Yeah, 14 hits, so...
14 hits, so that mm-hmm. is 6 piercing damage.
Ah, gross.
Why did it have to be? Okay, and so we are back to the top of the turn order. Ozzy.
Same thing. I'm going to try to squeeze past all these people and snipe into the
excuse me.
Room.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Pardon me. Pardon me. All right, so here we go.
That is a critical miss.
Ouch.
I'm going to say, because I'm feeling mean this evening, I would suggest, can you roll us a D20? Okay, unfortunately, because it was under, I'd mentally put it as 5 or under, your critical miss hits Cather instead. Sorry.
Rude. Again.
My bad.
So please take an additional 5 points of damage from the idiot.
Oh, is it not? You. Are you not going to have him roll his short bow damage?
Yeah, he has rolled his short bow damage. Oh, actually, no, he ought to roll enough to hit, to be fair. Because you are.
Oh, does he get sneak attack?
I was using sneak attack, sorry.
Because you get it on the first attack that hits that round. So, I mean.
Okay, I'll get you to make another attack roll, Ozzy, just to see whether you have penetrated Cather's armor.
All right.
Yeah, of that course. Dirty 20 definitely hits.
Okay, you like to roll.
So, 15 points of damage 15? Is all?
No.
Yeah. Wow. 8 plus 2 piercing and...
No, it's a D6 plus a D6.
Oh, yeah. Why is it doing that? That's weird. Right?
It's because you rolled a crit, and so it automatically rolls that crit damage twice. Like, it rolls the extra crit damage for you.
Should be
so
a 3 be... and an 8. 11.
11.
That's all.
Awesome. 11.
That's all.
I'll point out, if anyone's wondering what the reference to Jason made earlier before we started to his Cards of Doom, Jason has a critical miss pack, a critical fail pack, which we sometimes decide to use in nerd therapy.
Let's not do that until we're up a few levels here.
Let's just not do that.
Oh, dear. So not your best moment there, Jason.
I told you we shouldn't have trusted this new guy.
This is not going to foster good relationships.
He doesn't shoot me. Was he even aiming at the enemy? I don't know.
Well, I suppose the swarm of insects is one of the few things that's going to be lower down than a dwarf. Actually, what height is your character?
Rude.
Depends where on the wall they are.
That's true. Okay, so have you moved out of the way again, Ozzy? Ozzy? Jason? We're not hearing you again.
How's that?
There.
That's better.
That is weird. Yeah, Ozzy's only 4'11". Yeah.
Okay, so you've moved out of the way again, haven't you?
In fact, I'm going to take one more step back so I'm in that room. So maybe somebody else can get in here.
Okay. Marmoset, you're up.
Okay. So I've got a torch. I I've got an oil flask. But Cathra's in the same square.
Well, it's not in the same square as the insect.
I'm in the same room.
That's true. It's in the same room. Right, okay.
And I'm under 10 HP.
I'm not doing so much better myself. Okay, maybe I'll save that for next turn if we need to. Let me find a suitable weapon to try thwacking them with. Didn't go too well with the quarterstaff, but I'm too close really to use my longbow. Oh, I'm not really. No, let's use the longbow.
I mean, if you backed up one, like if you were back up one square, you could shoot with your longbow.
Yeah, and you won't be at a disadvantage.
Can I shoot through the door?
Yeah, you've moved through the door, so you're right next to the insect, so...
Yeah, but if I was this side and didn't move, can I actually shoot through that door?
Yeah, there's no door there. There's a space where a door should be.
Oh, I see. I was seeing the little white thing as a door. Right, okay. Right, that's me firing my longbow through the door then. Does a 17 hit?
That's a hit. That's very much a hit.
Okay, and I do 10 piercing damage.
Okay, yep, so more and more of the insects are falling away. There's still a central group that are still feeling pissed.
In that case, I should also do my Hunter's Mark thingy as well before I forget.
Oh, yes. You haven't
done it. It's still my turn.
Yeah.
And that would be, ooh, a 6.
Okay. Yeah, they are really looking the worst for wear now.
Cather hears that arrow go by and is like, ah!
I'm also going to back up to here.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Darius, you're up.
Okay. Go in. And an arm strike on the swarm again.
Okay.
Get a... Hold on. Up there goes 19.
That is a hit.
Okay. 5 points of damage on that.
And at that point... The last members of the swarm curl up and die with a lovely squishing noise, and they are gone. So
I would like to go into that room, eat a few, and put a few in my pack for later.
Okay.
Any of the ones that are still relatively whole.
Cathra turns on the new guy. What was that?
I was hungry.
So you shot me?
Oh, that.
Hangry is not an excuse for shooting your own party members. Were you even aiming at them, or were you just aiming at me? Are you... getting away from you.
Dwarf too broad.
I am thick, thank you. With multiple
seeds. Dwarf, very thick.
Are you bored with the life of your character already?
You shoot me again, you'll see my axe in your face. Do you understand me?
But only briefly.
Understand. Garm bless you.
Of course you...
So you'll go...
Bless
you. I'm sorry, I've got to ask Jason, what is it about you and gross characters that like to eat things?
That's not even the grossest thing I've had from a character, so I've had ones who wanted to eat orcs and goblins.
Oh yes, so have we. It's called Jason's character nerd therapy.
Oh.
Not pinch.
Yeah, Brazenhead likes to eat things messily and then slowly lick the blood off his lips in front of the queasy.
Her lips.
Her lips. Damn it.
Her lips. And in fact, off her eyeballs often.
Eyeballs, yes. In front of the somewhat squeamish ranger.
Wow.
Okay, so you made reasonably short work of that, but it was a better fight for everyone else than it was for Cathra.
Yes.
Does anyone want to do anything about that, given that she's...
Yeah. I would like to take a pause at this stinking table because of our idiot new quote friend.
So we're going to head back to the table.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I am going to cast a Cure Wounds on you. I can do that.
Do we want to do that, or do we want to do just like a short rest?
We only just had one.
Yeah.
Yeah. This works.
I'm only just in double figure hit points.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it might just be worth it for just us to take a short rest and do some hit day.
I'm fine.
Okay, I will allow a short rest.
Full health.
I'm at full health.
And remind me.
I mean, we have a limited number of hit dice. We only have two. So, like, we can only benefit so many times from a short rest. It's a limited resource. Okay. But it is less limited than spell slots.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like I was shot in the last fight.
Okay.
We know.
If I roll a... Still new to hit die. If I roll a hit die, I get that many hit points back, yes?
Yeah, and then you're down that many hit dice until you take a long rest.
Yeah, you get to add your constitution modifier to it. Yeah.
Which is, it rolls it for you. If you hit the hit dice button, it does it for you.
It did, yeah. So there we go. Woohoo. Yep, that'll do.
Hey.
Ooh,
there's all the damage I got from that stupid bird back. There we go. Now I'm at full.
Yeah, actually, for those of us that aren't familiar with all the slightly weirder races, tell us what a Kenku is.
Kenku are basically humanoid ravens. They lost their power of flight eons ago, and...
You've just dropped again.
Go mute.
They mimic. Their ability to... Yep, we still can't hear Jason, but their ability to talk... is by mimicry.
Yeah. Hello?
So, there you go. There you are.
Yeah, what she said. We're also great forgers and thieves.
Okay.
Sorry, forgers or foragers?
Forgers.
Ah, marvelous. Thank you.
So if you want to own this house, let me know.
Well, they have actually got the deeds. They found the deeds.
Oh, forger as in faking something, not forger as in like bang bang forging.
Right.
I was like, that doesn't match. Like, that's not what a Kenku does.
Yeah,
they're not black.
You've gone straight to the orphan's safe place.
I can hammer out a negotiation.
Very good.
Okay, so you're taking a short rest, so everyone has sorted out their what hit die.
Mr. DM?
Hello?
While we're taking a short rest, I'd like to investigate this room I'm in.
Which one? Oh, you're in this one. Okay, yep. Give us an investigation roll.
God, I need a second screen.
Yeah, it's just an empty coffin and not really anything else of interest that you can find.
Okay.
Okay. Chris.
Hello.
I've been wanting to... ask you something for a couple of minutes here. Where did we find the kids' bones? I'm just curious.
Attic.
They were in the attic. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, they're on the floor of the attic.
In a concealed room.
Okay. Okay.
So where you first met them?
Could I get them and bring them back to the coffins during that hour of the short rest?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
And if you want, I'll say a prayer over the coffins while you're doing it as well.
Okay.
Okay.
I brought the bones with me. I was just there before I fell under that sarcophagus. So.
I don't think that's possible. You were in the sarcophagus when they first came by the time they first came down here. Nice try, though. Okay, so you're bringing down, you're basically putting them to rest, even though you've already killed them.
Yes. Yes. I mean, yeah, might not do anything, but, you know, my guy is connected to Kellamvor. We wouldn't just leave the bones up there if there is a spot for them.
Yep. Okay. I think the fact that you have chosen to do that when you didn't have to, just because it's the right thing to do, I'm going to take an inspiration point if you don't already have one for that.
Oh, thank you. Okay.
Okay. So are we all done with the stuff that we wanted to do?
Yep.
Okay. So, back in the room you're in, there's obviously the... are you all in the room now? Because you're sort of dissipated around at the moment.
Also, quickie question.
Yep.
With initiative checks, does proficiency bonus factor into those?
Not unless you have something special.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Just curious.
Yeah, there are some classes and features that will allow initiative to get bonuses. Like, if you're a Gloomstalker Ranger, you can add your, I think it's Wisdom mod to it, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
But
Dex.
But yeah.
Proficiency doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay, it's just straight Dex, no proficiency. Okay, just wanted to be clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you're in the... You're in the sort of dining area that you're in earlier. So just to remind you of the geography of where you are, there was, you got attacked by a monster, and I can't even remember what it was, just to the side, to the right-hand side of this room. There is the exit to the left of the screen that had steps going down into the area with the well, if you recall. There is also, between there was an area going down from the screen between the two small sets of stairs, but you didn't go that way, you came straight this way. And in this room, you've got the entrance that goes down to the south, sorry, not to the south, to the bottom of the screen, and where you got attacked by the ghouls. There is an exit to the left, just below there where you're attacking the ghouls, which you haven't been down yet. And there was the exit to the right that was in the room where you got with the statue that you got attacked by the shadows.
It's like a tour of the house. And here's where you got attacked by this. Here's where you got attacked by that.
It's like English directions in towns and villages where you always mark things by where the pubs are. So you turn left at the Happy Farmer and throw right at the Blacksmith's Arms. So if you turn a right at the Dead Ghast. And so also in that in the corridor where you were attacked by the ghouls, there is also an exit to below that corridor that you also haven't been through.
Oh, right.
Which, of course, you haven't. So the room with the statues in, of course, you have been down the exit to the bottom of the screen from there, because that's where you got attacked by the mimic.
Yeah.
So there's that little bit between the two sets of stairs we've not been to. Should we go there next and then do the other bit later?
Okay.
I can't remember quite how we got there from here, of course.
Sounds fine.
yes, it's somewhere like... you just pinged it, dear.
Yeah.
There. Right, so we go down. Right, yeah. I'm here. So I can see stairs down, and then...
Mm. Yeah, so that's back to the well room that you've already been in, where Darius is there.
Okay, so if we go down this way, this is the way we've not been.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Before you move there, can you just go back a step? So can I ask everybody to make a perception check who's coming down that corridor?
Perception. Blink.
I think that's just Catherine and Marmoset at this point.
Eight.
And me.
Oh.
I got a 16.
Okay.
Catherine rolled a 19.
Okay. You notice that... unlike other areas, where you've got this layer of dust on the floor and you can see sort of scuffed footprints and things like that, when you're looking down this section of corridor, the dust seems to be undisturbed.
What?
Okay.
Hey, folks, the cleaners don't make it this far.
Nobody's been down this way for a while. Who knows what'll be down there?
Do you know what, Catherine? I'm going to suggest you don't lead from the front this time. I know that's your natural instinct, but I was a bit concerned with the way all them centipedes kind of went for you. So if it's all right with you, I'm going to sort of...
It wasn't the centipedes that really hurt me, you know. She directs a very angry throat clear at the bird.
Well, there is that. I was trying not to mention that. I'm going to carry on down this way.
And unfortunately, because you didn't take the hint and check for traps, you've just fallen into a pit, my dear.
Oh, bugger.
Ow.
You're going to take 3 bludgeoning damage.
Ow.
And 11 piercing damage. From the fall.
Can't I try and like wriggle my, you know, do a saving roll or anything?
No.
Okay, so sorry, it was 3 bludgeoning damage and how much other damage?
11. 11 piercing.
Oh.
I bet you regret not asking Catherine to go first now.
Okay.
Catherine's like, and you were saying.
Ow. I'm not dead yet.
Yeah.
I've still got 1 hit point.
Just barely clinging to life.
Kath, how far down is she?
It's about 10. She's about 10 feet deep.
So if I reach down, can she is she able to grab my hand?
Well, I've got a rope. We could always use that.
I think you've 10 feet I don't think you're quite going to have the reach to just haul her out by hand.
Okay.
Given your,
I'm 5'4".
Yeah.
So you can reach another, what, like 3 feet?
So,
and then I can reach down like 2 feet?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You could probably just about reach and haul her out.
I have rope too. I can throw some rope down in.
Okay. So that, unless you've got something that you can bridge across, that way is probably not going to work for you now.
How wide is the, like, if we were to jump?
It's about 5 foot across.
Oh, well, your, like, running start jump is...
Yeah, you could jump across it, probably. I'd need to make an athletics check, but probably advantage, because it's not a big distance.
And if you jumped across with your rope, if you secured your rope at one end and jumped across with your rope, and we secured it at the other end...
Can I use acrobatics?
I don't know, can you use acrobatics?
There's actually pretty specific rules on, like, jump distance. Hold on.
You can jump up to your strength.
I'll just come back into the space where that is, just to show that I'm not in the pit anymore.
You cover a number up to your strength score if you move at least 10 feet on foot immediately before the jump. So when you make a standing long jump, you can only jump half that distance. So...
Right. Well, it's only 5 feet. Has anybody got a strength less than 10?
Yep.
The Kenku does. It's all right. I'll throw you.
Really?
Yeah. I have an 8.
Oh, right.
But I can parkour across with my great acrobatic skills.
All right. I'll jump across.
Yeah. So everybody is fine to jump across apart from Ozzy. Ozzy, I will ask you to make a, strictly speaking, it should actually be an athletics check to jump.
Okay. Well, this might be where Catherine gets me back, so.
Push him when he lands.
I considered it.
I was going to say, you could just stand there and say, I'll catch. Oh, sorry.
Butter fingers.
Do a full-on Scar letting go of Mufasa. Yeah. Long live the bird.
yeah, that wasn't a terribly good throw, I'm afraid. I'm going to let you make a dexterity save for athletics to not fall into the pit. Oh, actually, no, forget that. No, you were fine. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
It was only a 10 difficulty class to jump at, so that was fine.
Okay,
so you were all across the other side of the pit.
Marvellous.
So...
Before we do anything else,
yes,
I think I want to cast Cure Wounds on myself because, quite frankly, I've got one hit point.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea, actually. You might want to do that before you jumped across the pit.
Yeah. So.
Which square was the pit?
This one.
Okay.
Woohoo! I shall have 8 hit points back.
Okay. All right, so where you're all... bunched up there, so it's Cathra, Ozzy, and can't see who the other person is there.
Me. I'm at the back.
You're looking through to an area that looks very familiar to the right of the screen, and you can see that you're looking down into the corridor where you fought the ghasts. The ghouls.
Yes.
But directly below you is a short set of stairs. And then what looks like a bend.
I'll go.
Down this way.
Oh.
Yeah, where Catherine's going.
Well.
All right.
Are you sure? are you sure you want to go?
I'm going to be at the back because...
Well, yes. I don't mind taking the arrows for a bit, you know.
I would just like to say how much I appreciate the fact that you all managed to fall down and jump over pits to only end up at a point that if you'd gone round the other way, you'd have totally avoided.
Sounds about right.
She'd have gone that way. She'd have gone straight to that castle.
Yeah, you don't want to take that road. You want to take the B3 400.
Turn left at the Jolly Farmer. Okay.
How do you work these roundabouts?
Okay, so Cathra, you can see that there is a set of steps leading down.
Is there like a doorway at the bottom of them?
There's no doorway at the bottom, but you can hear that that seems the direction in which the chanting is coming from.
I turn to the others and I'm like, all right, found it. You're welcome.
I kind of like Cathra. She's so grumpy.
Congratulations on walking downstairs. Okay.
She's like, y'all ready for this?
No.
Okay, I will start. So you're going to stick to the order you're in at the moment. So Cathra, Semyon, Marmoset, I think that is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Darius, an Arama behind him, and then Ozzy. So, okay. Yeah.
I would like to be a little further up in the order, just in case we come across a door that's locked or trapped that needs sprung.
Sure, I'll swap with you.
Airman's happy to be last too. So.
Sorry, you're in the wrong place at the moment. Don't get excited. Sorry, I've lost the order now because I'm an idiot. Demi and you were next to Cathra.
Yep.
Then it was Marmoset, wasn't it?
But I was going to swap with Ozzy.
Yeah. And I really don't mind taking the front for a bit. I mean, haven't you taken enough punishment today?
Fine, whatever.
So you two are swapping round, are you, in the order?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Swap yourself around. I'm just going to move you back because I want to describe the room before you go down that next bit of stairs.
Yeah.
Okay. So Marmoset, you're at the back. I'll move you as soon as there's room.
Enough.
Okay, so you are looking into what appears to be a reliquary of some kind. And so you can see, just looking into the room, that the room itself is mainly empty, but all around the outside of the room are little chambers that have something in them, in each of them. The other thing you notice
darling?
Yes?
A reliquary is a small thing that contains relics. So is this a room that contains reliquaries?
Or it's a room.
Is it? I didn't know had a name.
That's also called a reliquary, dear.
Okay, so the room is the big thing, yeah. And there's lots of little ones. Got it.
So a lot of little, so just insets into the wall. So also, you can hear words in the chanting now. You can hear the voices saying,
"He is the ancient. He is the land. He is the ancient. He is the land."
Repeat over.
Are you sure they're not going, blah, 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 secret plan?
Alton is the only other person that's going to get that reference.
The greater good.
Is this still the singing or?
Yes. So they're singing in the chant. I just.
Similar to like a Gregorian
stuff. Absolutely. Okay. But that's the words they're singing.
Blah, 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 secret plan.
That might be the episode title now. Okay.
All I can think of are the monks from Monty Python. P.A.S.U. Domine.
Okay, so Semyon, you're going into the room, are you?
Looks like somebody's just left their junk on here. Oh. What's on the shelf?
Okay, so...
Semyon, don't touch any of that, you big idiot. Yeah. It's probably dangerous. Last time we touched a thing, it was that orb, and it spawned ghosty things. So just, like, chill out a little bit.
And whose idea was that? Huh?
It wasn't at all mine, but also don't do it.
Yes, Mum.
Sorry, I'm just moving Marmoset down there now. Okay, so in the one that you are standing next to, you can see that there is a small mummified yellow hand with sharp claws. Can you just give me... Let me see what's most appropriate. Give me an insight roll.
Mm-hmm. Insight. Oh, you're really playing to my strengths at the moment. Thanks.
You've got plus one in your insight, haven't you?
Nope.
I thought you did. Okay. Okay, so you can tell that it's actually the hand of a goblin.
Nice.
Mm.
I mean, not nice, but interesting. What? They don't like goblins here.
What's happening, dudes, as they say?
I'm not touching.
I'm going to start investigating for traps.
Okay.
Gosh, we'd had you do that to... earlier.
Okay, so the next... just deal with this.
Nat 20.
Oh, very nice. So, yeah, you have a good look around the reliquary and you don't find any traps.
Is anything locked?
Pardon?
Is anything locked?
You need to get further into the room before I can answer that.
Okay.
So the second reliquary space has a knife obviously carved from human bone.
Okay, these people are just, you know, they're going from weird to ridiculous.
Okay, so the next one that Catherine is next to is a dagger with a rat's skull set into the pommel.
That's kind of cool.
Does it look useful?
No, it's obviously old and useless. You can see that they're sort of being kept as relics rather than because they have any practical use. So it probably...
Ritual!
It's ritual, yeah. It probably belonged to an important deceased member of the cult or something like that. But these are kind of, think of them as keepsakes as much as anything else.
Okay.
So Ozzy, just answering questions. So at the bottom of the room towards the left-hand side, you can see a corridor going down.
Right. Yep. Spotted that.
And in this space, so in the same wall but slightly more towards the right, you can see a corridor leading down some water with a portcullis at the end.
Okay, I say wet gate.
Pardon?
Wet gate.
Ah, okay.
So with my dark vision, can I see this right here?
Where are you looking?
Down, scroll down a little bit.
I've got a funny thing there. I don't think that's supposed to be there.
Okay. That's why I was asking. I was like, what is that?
Yeah, I don't know what that's supposed to be, but I don't think it's supposed to be. Oh, that's Testy McTest Face, my test character when I was trying.
Oh, sure. Okay, that makes sense.
Let me remove him.
Okay.
I didn't realize that's where he'd ended up.
All right.
Sorry.
So I can just see...
So you can see down there, and you can see that there is a... So the room is slightly sunken and most of the ground has covered in water. And you can see that there is a raised plinth in the middle of the water.
There's some kind of platform out there.
Ooh, like Winchester Cathedral, isn't it?
Yep.
In the water.
Does this look like a place where people will be chanting, holding rituals?
Yeah, pretty much.
Possibly. So, okay, in the next chamber, does anyone know what an aspergillum is?
Yes.
No idea.
It's a holy water shaker.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what's in the next one, next to Darius there.
Does somebody want to move our tiefling sorcerer down the stairs?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. So are you continuing to look in the little holes or?
I think we'll probably all look in. I think Ehrman would probably actually look at these and see what they are. He's probably actually.
Yeah. I'll just go through what it is because there's nothing significant about
them.
He's
going to go and look at all of them.
So. Okay. So in the other things, so in the next alcove in the wall, there is a folded cloak which looks though it's made from stitched ghoul skin.
Lovely.
Well, that's gross.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one, there is a desiccated frog lashed to a stick.
Oh, I think...
on a stick!
I think I did that in school once.
Frog on a stick! In a bun!
Very helpful in learning anatomy. Sarge might be like, why did you do this to my character?
Okay, and the next one is a bag that he'd have to open to find out what's inside.
Considering what's been in the previous ones... I'm not sure that's a good idea.
There has been some gold.
I will, Ehrman will smell it, see if it smells.
It smells of crap.
And then just a little bit open it.
Yeah, it's full of bat guano.
Literally.
What?
Bat shit.
Oh.
Guano is
You know, if we had some potassium.
You can make explosives out of it. Marvellous.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm not carrying that around unless somebody else would like to.
Why would we carry any of these things around?
Actually, turns to Marmoset and says, perhaps this might help you.
Marmoset goes, sniffs it, goes, you know what? and takes out a cord from their pack and ties, makes it into a little bag to hang around their neck, just as people used to hang scented sachets about around their neck back in the old days to get rid of the evil miasmas. So there we go.
I am totally loading this stuff up into the bag. And I'm nibbling on the goblin hand as we're waiting to leave.
Disgusting.
Biting the nails or something.
I mean, it's not eyes, but it'll work.
You've got to get your calcium somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, in the next alcove is a severed finger.
More nibbles.
Can I tell what kind of finger?
It's human. It's shriveled. Okay. The actual description says it's a hag severed finger, though frankly how you're supposed to tell that is beyond me.
Because she's got hag midnight special nail polish on it.
It's wearing a little black witch's hat.
That makes it slightly adorable. It's actually just a bugle that has gone very, very bad.
And the next one has a 6-inch tall wooden figurine of a mummy, its arms crossed over its chest.
That means it's dead. Remember that.
Yep. Well, one would hope so.
Again, right in the bag. The bag of human skin that I just took from the other alcove.
Not human skin, it's ghoul skin.
Ghoul skin, yeah, not human skin.
Oh, those are in.
That was a cloak, not a bag.
Very stylish.
You could turn it into a bag if you wanted to.
No, I'll wear the cloak.
Collecting this kind of thing really helps you look trustworthy there, buddy.
Could be worth something.
I'm
going to nudge Kathra and then point at Ozzy and just sort of go, what?
For once,
you can see like steam a little bit come out of her ears. It's like just like stewing.
So, in the next alcove is an iron pendant adorned with a face of a devil.
Yeah, I put that on too.
Fine, you now have a pendant with the face of a devil on it.
You'll have to send me all these things later to add to my inventory.
James, write that down.
Damn, he's not here.
He's not here.
And the next one is the shrunken, shriveled head of a halfling.
Ooh.
We don't have any halflings in the party.
Right in the bag.
Right.
Cather takes it a little bit personally.
Well, I didn't know halflings in the world.
Well, I see you're giving me the side eye and I offer it to you.
I think maybe we should just leave that one. That one's going to go bad in a way that the others aren't.
I'm assuming the eyes are sewn shut.
Yeah, you're not
yes, they would be.
Eyeball out of that.
Yeah, okay, I'll just stick it back.
Okay.
Party cohesion.
And finally, in the final alcove, there is a small wooden box, currently closed.
Is it locked?
Yeah.
No, it's not locked. It's just closed up.
Yeah, Ehrman will definitely open it up and take a quick little peek.
Okay, so inside there is some animal's withered tongue.
Oh.
Actually,
I think this can be a spell ingredient at times.
So
I've heard folks using it at university.
I would say getting to make either, let's say make an animal handling roll to see if we can identify what creature it is.
I was rolling as from Aramont's sheet. Yeah, that's a 10.
Okay. You can't really tell exactly what it is. It looks like it's from some sort of large dog or wolf or something like that, but you can't really narrow it down to specifics.
Hmm. Well, it looks canine of some kind.
Is it fresh?
Not at all.
Excellent.
Right in the bag.
That's fine.
Your bag is going to really smell in a while.
Don't worry, Marmoset's got that covered.
Marmoset has never smelt so good.
You're all welcome.
No more slightly suspicious gone off egg cheesy feet. General, did that person wash today? Smell for Marmoset. Oh no, we're talking solid bat guano.
Reminds me of home.
So, can we tell how deep this, now that we've looked at all those things, can we tell how deep this water is?
Yeah, it's just sort of a puddle, basically. It's dirty and grotty, but that's all. Are you having a look in more detail?
Yeah, and then this is, you said, is a portcullis, right?
Yeah.
So water can flow, but like a person
yeah.
can't.
So I mean, it's,
Catherine will come up and just kind of look at the edge. And...
Yeah. I mean, it's not, despite what I think I might have said earlier, which is a mistake, it's not locked or anything, but it is very rusty.
Okay. So I can see, just to give you, ooh, that's incorrect. I can see from here all the way out to here, because I have 60 feet.
Yep.
So what is this? Is this just like a pile of bones?
It's just a pile of rubbish as far as you can see from there.
Rubbish, okay.
And on the center of the plinth, yeah, sorry, the water's sort of knee deep, basically. Okay. You can see chains hanging from the ceiling, which is about 16 feet high.
Okay.
And on the top of the, you can just see on the top of the central plinth is an altar.
Are we opening the gate?
I will relay that message to.
Okay.
I will relay that message to everybody else. That there's an altar and some chains hanging, and this portcullis I might be able to bust through, but we should maybe see if we can go around and not draw attention to ourselves.
Are there any cultists in there?
Are you right there, Alton? You were.
I'm just saying. Are there any cultists in there?
You can't see anybody.
How's the chanting doing? Is it getting any louder or?
It seems as if it's coming from the location of the room in front of you, for sure.
Okay. Why has it suddenly gone dark in that room? Who was standing behind me a moment ago who was casting light?
You should be able to...
Yeah. Oh, I see the water.
I see things differently depending on who's standing beside
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'm standing in front of you now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should actually...
I think it's Darius that has, like, is marked so that everybody can see bright light when he's around.
Okay.
That's odd.
So I don't know if that's intentional.
Yeah,
I've noticed that too.
That's old. Okay, so what are you doing now? Oh, Cathra's gone. Zoom.
Okay, well, if we're not banging down.
Cathra headed down that other passageway.
Cathra is not a cautious person.
So did Darius. He's over here too. I just recommended going
that way. I'm still going
to be lost. Okay, so you can just see in front of you, the corridor comes to an end, then turns downwards. Right, so you can see what seems to be a set of prison kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Cells.
Cells, thank you.
Got you.
yeah, you'd see some prison cells. Each of the little alcoves has iron shackles attached to the wall. There's nothing from the bit that you can see. There isn't anybody still attached to the shackles, though there are human bones distributed around the floor.
Let me check.
This is horrifying.
Are you going to check to see if there's still flesh on those bones?
It's four traps.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm. A bit late since everybody's halfway down the damn corridor.
So yeah, I'll go around the room checking for traps.
Okay, do you want to roll us a couple of investigation
rolls? There's how many do you want?
Give me four. Surprisingly, with those rolls, you don't find.
Ozzy.
13,977. Brutal.
Okay, so looking around, again, it's the same story through most of the area that you can find. There's there's skeletons lining the floor, but the shackles are themselves empty. Apart from where Darius is standing directly in front of him, you can see that there's a human skeleton in a tattered black robe.
That looks different.
Oh, okay.
Different doesn't bode well.
Yeah. Well, if he's right there in front of me, let's check him out.
Okay, do you want to give us an investigation then?
Investigation?
Wow.
Second.
Oh, nice. Oh,
21.
Very nice.
Nat 20.
Hey. Do you know what? I think I'm going to have to find a sound effect to put in every time somebody rolls a nat 20.
Sparkling.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I thought of it
you
now.
You can just record me singing nat 20.
That would work. That would work. Just cut that and use it.
Yeah, I probably will. I'm sorry. I'm kind of enjoying adding little sound effects in at various points. I'm sad.
Has anyone got a really... Who's got the deepest voice? Because I think we should really have a really deep, disappointed... Not one.
I think that's going to be Elton, isn't it? Probably got the deepest. Actually, no, probably not.
Don't think so.
I don't think any of us... Actually, Jason's got the deepest.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Meanwhile.
Who's it checking? It was Darius, wasn't it?
Me, yeah.
So, Darius, you find... on one of the fingers, you find a gold ring.
Ooh.
Just the one, not five.
Just the one. That's why I said on one of the fingers.
Yeah. Pluck that off. Look at it. Anything special about it? Like, there's a... What you consider a boss design or...
Nothing you could see. Penny, why are you doing...
Should we light it on fire and see if it has writing on the inside of it? Because then we'll...
This isn't Middle Earth, you know. Penny, why were you counting down from five on your fingers?
Because I was going, five gold rings!
Okay.
Yep, so it appears to be just a plain gold ring.
Right. I'm taking it.
Okay, mark it on your character sheet. As far as you can see, there's... you can't see any exits out of here other than the way you came in.
Okay.
I would like to check in the back of like this set of cells and see if there's anything like a secret door passage or anything on this particular
Can you give us a perception check, please?
Well, sure. 14. That's better than I expected because I have a plus 0.
You don't find anything.
All right, I'm like tapping the wall.
I'll check the area I'm in.
Where are you? Can you just...
Around the back here.
I've lost you. Oh, there. Okay.
I got a 12.
Yeah, you didn't find anything.
We haven't found any, like, levers or anything like that that might control the...
I'll check this side.
Are you looking for them?
Pulling the chains.
I mean, just generally looking around. I think if there was a lever, we might notice it.
I'm checking this side. Yeah,
you don't find anything.
All right, maybe the portcullis it is. I can probably take care of that for you guys when you're ready.
Okay.
When you said knee-deep water, did you mean on a human?
It's about 2 feet, so it's probably...
Quite, so like waist.
Waist deep for you, yeah.
Okay,
that's me. Mid-thigh for me.
So give us...
I'm going to...
I can help if you want.
Yeah, we could probably... Is there enough room for us to be able to...
Yep, sure. So if you've got two of you doing it, then can you give us an athletics check at advantage?
Yeah, I can do that. That's a 12.
You can hear it creak and give a little... You can feel it give a little bit, but you can't...
Guys?
I've got an oil flask.
Maybe let the rogue check it out.
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, I'm going to do an investigation check for a mechanism to lift this.
Okay, give us an investigation.
Oh my.
That was a
roll 20.
So, no, you aren't able to find anything.
I've got my oil flask. Let me take it out. Is there any bits of mechanism that look like they're rusted up that ought to be moving that I could...
I thought you meant you were going to set it on fire. And I was like, it's iron in water. Like, what?
I don't think you...
Why are you so complex?
I have my D&D WD-40.
It's WD&D-40, surely.
Yeah, right.
Think of that, yes. 40.
You can't see all it. It's just a standard pole. Portcullis. You can see that there's a chain kind of leading from the top, but it leads into the room, not out.
Okay. Oh.
Can I try and use my shield, like a wedge, to push it out of the way?
Okay.
Well, if somebody knows where the mechanism is, I can try to make a thieves' tools check.
We haven't found the
mechanism. Yeah, the mechanism's not in the room that you're in.
I haven't found it. Look, Simeon, let me see if you can get better leverage since the water's not as high on you, but I'll help.
Okay.
Strength check?
Athletics. Again, you're at advantage.
That's a nat 1 and a 10.
Great. I told you to lift with your knees.
Just our day, isn't it?
This is not going very well. I'm just gonna. When should I just start smashing it with my axe? Like, when should I just cut through this?
Wait a moment.
At what point?
Not at all.
I've got a quarter staff. We could use that as a lever.
For what?
Well, if you put the quarter staff in the bottom, angle it down into the bottom, and all push. Pull down on the top or push down, depending on how tall you are, that might push the portcullis up.
I feel like your quarterstaff's just going to break.
We can use Ozzy as the fulcrum. You can just stand here.
I mean, I'm okay with that last part.
or Mr. Paladin, you've got javelins? Mm-hmm. They might not break as much as my quarterstaff.
A javelin's a bit thinner than a quarterstaff, love.
Yeah.
How about a quarterstaff and a javelin lashed together?
I still feel like wood is going to break in comparison to an iron portcullis.
A rusty iron portcullis.
Did I get anything in that last room we could use?
No, nothing that seems to be particularly useful.
Okay. I guess I'll just start eating the wolf tongue.
It's like... Should I just, like, ram my body into this thing?
You can if you like.
Yeah. But side by side, I'll charge it with my shield. You ram into me. Right. Okay. What could possibly go wrong?
Okay. Would one of you like to roll me a strength, just a plain strength roll then?
Okay.
I guess I can, or
I'll,
what
I'll go for it. I've got 20 strength here. So.
Okay, go for it.
Oh, an 18 advantage because you're both doing
it. Well, you had advantage.
You can definitely hear that it's starting to give way. It's still there, and you're going to probably take a couple of points of damage by the time you finish that. But
they don't make them like they used to, you know.
But you can see as you run into it, you can hear a creak, and you see a bit of dust just sort of starting to come down from the ceiling that the portcullis is set in.
Wait, I can see something. There's like a wheel.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Look, there's a wheel just there.
Yes.
Bring the bird.
It's out of reach from the outside of the room.
Damn it!
So...
You know earlier when I said twice that the mechanism is in the room?
Yes.
That's the mechanism that's...
How far away is it? Sorry.
It's about 5 feet away.
Okay. Then Aramon's going to cast Mage Hand and see if he can activate it with the Mage Hand.
Yes.
I just put up the spell description in the Roll 20.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't been able to use my Mage Hand.
Not even to scratch your nose.
Not even to scratch my nose.
Manipulate
an object.
It says you can use the hand to manipulate an object, open an unlocked door or container, blah, blah, blah. Can't be magic items or more than 10 pounds.
Okay, do you know what? I'm going to allow that. I'm going to allow that. I can't see any reason why not.
Yes.
Good thinking. Inspiration point.
Yay!
For Aramon, yay! Good job, for Aramon.
Yeah. Not for no, I think it's as the player, and it, your player ID.
No, I'll give it to Aramon. That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, well, that'll be lovely.
Be a nice surprise for him when he gets back. Not only did she not kill you, he managed to earn you an inspiration point. Okay, so using the Mage Hand, he is able to slowly and gradually pull open the port mechanism for the portcullis. It doesn't open all the way. There's some lovely creaking and groaning noises as it's going. But it does open enough that you could kind of swim underneath the water and come out the other side.
You broke it.
You bought it.
Well, at least I did better than all of you. He looks disdainfully at Simeon and Catherine mainly.
Well, at least Eremon did better than...
Right.
I'm offended.
All right, let's... Catherine's going to swim on in because it's pretty easy for her to get under that.
Yep, okay. The chanting stops as you peer into the room.
Airman's going to back up.
The smooth masonry walls provide excellent acoustics. Featureless stone pillars support the ceiling. And a breach in the west wall, which you spotted earlier, leads to a dark cave heaped with refuse. Murky water covers most of the floor. Stairs lead up to dry stone... Oh, I've lost my place. Stone ledges that hug the walls.
Roll for tetanus.
I don't think you get tetanus from stone, can you? You might get tetanus.
No, it's the dirty water.
The dirty water, I suppose, yeah. In the middle of the room, more stairs rise to form an octagonal dais that also rises above the water. Rusty chains with shackles dangle from the ceiling directly above a stone altar mounted on the dais. The altar is carved with hideous depictions of grasping ghouls and is stained with dry blood.
All right, well, this is a full-on sacrificial chamber, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. We don't see any people, though?
Not at the moment, nope.
All right, well, Catherine's going to sort of make her way around.
Yep. Yeah, there's a. It's just featureless, just a ledge above the centre of the... Around the outside of the room.
I'm going to have a look at the altar.
Who was that?
Two of us. Me. I'm going to have a look at the altar.
Okay.
Oh, no, I don't like the way you said that.
I'm going to look at this pile.
The chanting rises once more.
Oh, crap.
As 13 dark apparitions appear in the ledges overlooking the room.
Crap.
Each one resembles a black-robed figure holding a torch, but the torch's fire is black and seems almost to draw light into it. Where you'd expect to see faces are voids.
One must die,
they chant over and over.
One must die, one must die.
Double crap.
Come on down then and I'll kill you. Problem solved. Come on.
Airman runs away.
They take no moves towards you. They just continue to chant.
One must die.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Is this a...
I'm going to attempt to hide behind the altar.
Okay.
Is this kind of like chant or set up something that Airman's ever like seen before or read about?
I want to make an arcana check.
Yeah.
Or a religion check, actually.
Well, minus two would be religion, so it would be a 17 for religion. 19 okay. Arcana.
That is fine. So, you realise, looking at the scratchings etched on and the chant, that they are expecting something to, someone to be sacrificed on the altar before you are allowed to leave the house.
Yeah, sure.
No.
Hold on, I need to read a little bit about Aramon real fast. I don't really know how to say it. Somebody has to die to get out of here on the altar. Really what? Awkward.
Oh yeah, 13 candidates right up here.
I mean, let me just qualify what I said because I think you might have slightly misinterpreted. You understand that they won't oppose you leaving the house if you make a sacrifice.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, okay, got it. Well, they want someone to die, and then they'll let us leave freely. Otherwise, there might be trouble.
We're not sacrificing anyone to
No, an we are cult. Not.
Full stop.
Attack Aramon. Just kidding.
What about the new guy? He tried to sacrifice me.
Look, the same thing kind of crossed.
Oh, will you let that go?
No, I'm just hiding behind the altar.
Convenient.
That's not the best place to be right now, to be perfectly honest with you.
So are you planning to leave without making a sacrifice then?
Damn straight.
Yes.
And if anybody wants to disagree with me, come at me.
Mr. DM?
Hello?
I would like to actually at some point investigate the pile of bones and garbage over here.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been looking
unfortunately,
at that.
Can you move back again, mm-hmm. please? Fortunately, the moment you walk away from the altar and it's clear that you're not intending to make a sacrifice, mm-hmm. the cultist chant changes.
Morgoth the Decayer, we awaken thee.
And at that point, the pile of rubbish, or what appeared to be rubbish, right next to, of course, Kathra, starts moving.
Yep. I knew it. I mean, Kathra was, that was where she went.
Would you, good people, like to roll initiative?
Okie dokie.
Marvelous.
22. Woo. Nat 20 on initiative.
Oh, pretty.
22 also.
Well, Aramon's feeling like a scaredy cat. It's only a 9 for him. But Kathra got a 16.
Ooh, big scary green monster alert.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Jesus, these guys are hard. Too. Sham, this particular monster is nothing to be laughed at.
I assume you know what it is then. Though your character may not.
You've met these before.
No, I don't think my character has, but yeah. I have.
So, okay. So, just go in the order on the turn thing. So, Marmoset, you're first.
Right. Well, I shall mark that thing as my quarry. Mm-hmm. And just checking, I don't think there's anything very particularly clever I can do. Just double checking. Nope.
You're lucking out on turn order, I've got to say, today.
And I am going to, because I'm over, right over the other side, because I'm being a coward, I am going to fire my longbow at it. Mm-hmm. And that was a... Hang on, do I count as flanking with anyone?
No.
No, you can't be flanking if you're firing from a distance.
Okay. Does a 10 hit?
10 does not hit, I'm afraid.
I'm not surprised. let me see, how far can I move? Because I might now move a little bit closer. Sorry, folks, I just can't remember how far I can walk. Just a little
bit closer. Probably 30 feet.
Yeah, yep, 30. I is a human. So 10, 20, 30. All right, I'll come down to here.
Okay.
Okay, that's me.
Okay, so Darius, you're up.
Okay, I'm going to move right here, right next to Kathra, mm-hmm. and we'll go with an unarmed attack.
Okay.
Strike. Not one!
you slip over and fall on your face and aren't able to take any more action this turn. That's defensive. So... So, sorry.
Can he stand up, though?
He can stand up, but that's about as far as it goes.
Okay, I'll stand up.
Okay. Hey, Ozzy, you're up. Sorry.
Okay, am I hidden from this thing?
Where are you?
I'm behind the altar. I rolled a 14 on my stealth.
Yeah, that should be fine from where you are.
Okay, then I'm going to... pop out, shoot it with my short bow, and then hide again.
Okay. That is a miss.
14.
Yep.
Okay, then I'm going to hide again.
Okay. Kathra, you're up.
Well, I'm going to rage first, okay. and then I'm going to attack it with my great axe, and we're going to add 2 to this damage
okay.
if I hit. So that's a 20.
That is a hit.
Whoa.
All right. And that is a total of 9 slashing damage for this sucker.
Okay.
Can I make a tactical shout? Can everybody step back and let it come out so we can all get at it?
Well,
that was the plan, but...
but somebody fell over.
Yeah. I mean, Cathra could certainly move out of range of it, though that would provoke an opportunity attack. And this, Darius wouldn't be able to move until his next turn after coming to a splash.
Cathra's just like...
So, Cathra, are you moving?
She's just like, deal with it.
And keep that sucker bottlenecked.
So you're doing anything else, Cathra? Okay, Semyon, you're up.
Oh, right. Well, if they're not coming out, then I'm tossing a javelin in. Ooh, nice. For 8 piercing damage.
Assuming a 25 hits.
A 75. Given a 20 hits, I should imagine 25 hits.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I missed that.
Okay.
I don't have anything else.
It's still looking pretty hale and healthy at the moment. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
No, I have nothing else at the moment.
Okay. Ehriman.
Actually, yes, I'm going to step down just to be closer to them too.
Okay.
Seeing as they're being slightly suicidal.
Okay, no worries. Yep. Okay, so Ehriman is up.
He's going to fire a firebolt.
Okay.
Why is it asking me what level? Cantrip. Okay, well, I don't know what his sheet is doing, so we're just going to roll a d20 plus 7, which is the spell attack bonus.
Right. Oh, nice.
Natural 20! That is 2d10 for damage.
Yep. Okay.
And that is a total of 10 fire damage.
Okay. You notice that it does take some damage. Maybe it's shrugging it off slightly better than you would expect.
Resistant to fire?
You seem to be finding a lot of things that are resistant to things. I swear that first edition didn't have as many resistances. In fact, I'm not even sure it had the concept of resistances. Well, okay.
Undead, no, it did. It was just
strange. Yeah, undead dead for sure.
Especially the incorporeal undead.
Yeah. Okay, so it's now the shambling mound's turn. Well, that is what it is. So it's going to either attack Cathra on a 1-2 or Darius on a 3-4. That's 4, so it's Darius, and it's going to take its slam attack. Does an 18 hit?
Yes, it does.
Okay, you take 13 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Wow.
And now it takes a second attack.
What?
And it's going to be Darius again. I assume 11 does not.
No. Okay. No, it does not.
Right, obviously it's blocked in, so it can't move anywhere. So back to the top of the turn order, and it's Marmoset.
Okay, so out with that longbow again.
Uh-huh. That is a hit.
Oh yeah, 23, we like that. So that's 8 piercing damage, and allow me to do my hunter's mark, what should we call it?
Uh-huh.
Which is 6, woohoo, 14 points of damage.
As our other DM would say, that's massive. okay, anything else?
I'm going to come forward 2 squares. There we go.
Okay. All right, 10 feet. Okay. Darius, you're up.
Okay, unarmed strike again. Okay. Come
on. Whoa, ooh, that's pretty cool.
20. Oh, 24, nat 20. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I do 6 points of damage.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to spend the key for Step of the Wind.
Right.
So as my bonus action, I will disengage.
Right.
And we're going to go back here.
Okay.
All right. Next. Yeah.
Okay.
See, watch what you wish for, Semyon.
I'm good.
Okay. So, Ozzy, you're up.
Same thing. Pop out, shoot, hide again.
Okay. That's a miss.
Okay. And rehide.
Hey, Ozzy, are you proficient with a short bow?
Oh, crap.
Oh, man.
That's a crit fail, so I...
Best of time and worst of time is there.
I tumble back down into the water and get cholera.
Also, Jason, given that it was you that suggested using your cards of doom and you've had two critical fails in this session so far, are you pleased with my decision to say no?
Yes.
Okay, Catherine.
I don't know if that would have been better or worse for me, TBH. All right. I'm going to attack him with my great axe as usual. Okay. Plus two if this hits.
It's a miss, I'm afraid.
11, though, does not. I just sort of, like, frustrated, like, at this guy. And that's it for my turn.
Okay. Semyon, you're up.
Okay, can I move around to here?
Where are you trying to move?
To here.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to step it up here because I should still be able to reach him with my javelin.
Yep.
But I'm not throwing it this time. I'm just going to poke him with it.
Has it got 10-foot range then?
No, it's only 5 foot.
What, your javelin?
Yeah.
What, for pokey?
Yeah.
No, he means reach, not range.
Reach, okay.
Yeah, reach, beg your pardon.
Does it need 10-foot reach? It's right there.
Yeah, you have to go through two squares to get to it. Yeah. It's that square and that square.
It's because there's a wall corner there. So, like, if that corner wasn't there, then yeah, you'd be fine diagonally. But he's saying because there's a corner there, no dice.
Okay.
Thank you for telling him what I'm saying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. In which case, flail it is. Not enough 20, sadly, but 8 damage.
Okay.
And then I will use the last of my movement to step back.
That will provoke an opportunity attack.
Yep. All right.
Don't worry, I got you covered.
Hey, you had the chance to step back too. Oh, that'll hit.
Does an 8 hit?
Yes, it does.
Okay, 7 points of damage then.
That could have gone better.
And Ehriman is up.
Ehriman is going to try a different kind of damage, and he's going to throw a magic missile.
Okay.
Yay!
Hit, obviously.
Which is 3d4 plus 3. Wow, he rolls 3 ones on those d4s. That is 6 force damage. How does that compare to the fire?
It does better than the fire, it appears.
Okay. And then he'll use a bonus action to spend his 2 sorcery points to regen a level 1 spell slot.
2. Sorry, I didn't hear what you said.
He's using his 2 sorcery points as a bonus action to create a new spell slot.
Okay. All right. It's the shambling man's turn, and obviously at the moment Cathra is the only thing in front of it. So, so first attack, does a 16 hit?
Yes.
That is 18 points of bludgeoning damage.
So I take 9 because I am resistant. So that brings me down to 6.
Excellent.
HP out of... Oh, no, sorry, that's Ehriman, not Cathra. Cathra has 25 HP. Wrong sheet.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that brings me down to 16 HP.
Okay, and the second attack, does a 16 hit?
What?
Roll again, Chris.
Yeah, you didn't roll a second time.
No, you didn't. You just told us.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's a 16.
Yeah. So the first attack was an 18. This attack's a 16.
Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, the magic missile sort of ended up in the wrong place somehow.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, that's weird. Magic missile. Yeah, the magic missile deflectible casting thing moved for some reason.
Yeah, not sure what happened there. But yes, does a 16 hit anyway?
I'm very confused. I thought, no, that first, that 18, that was for the opportunity attack.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
You're absolutely right. That makes a lot more sense.
So, does a 10?
No, a 10 does not hit.
Yay! That was worth doing.
Well, because I saw a multi-attack appear, and I was like, that's not
Okay, so that's the shambling attack. Mound's attack. It's going to now move one space further. In fact, nope, it's going to move to here. No, it's just going to move quite slowly. It's going to move into here. I don't think it's...
Otherwise, I'd be flanking.
But what squares?
It's in...
The square right next to you.
Yeah, so it's the one next to you.
But it's kind of big.
Yeah, it's just a rather large picture.
I hate grids.
Okay. But so, like, could Semyon move into this square, or would he have to be in this square?
What to have?
Good where I am, I think.
I know, but just like, or like, is this square open or is this square?
Yeah, all of the squares around it are open. It's only taking up the one square it's on.
It's not large size. It's medium size.
Oh no, it's large. I beg your pardon.
So it should be taking up four squares.
In which case, it's going to have to move to here, isn't it? Okay, fine. Anything else you'd like to tell me to do while we're here?
No, it's fine. I'm sorry. I just really needed to know which squares are open because that's the rules, and I'm sorry.
That is fine. I am learning this as I go along, so help is appreciated.
I didn't want to say anything. I background DM on the other game, so.
Okay, Marmoset, you are up.
Remind me, can I move first and then attack?
Yeah, of course.
I can,
yes.
Can't I? Yeah, I'm going to go backwards a bit. And then I'm going to get out that longbow, because that longbow is doing reasonably well. I've managed to actually close my browser instead of just closing my character sheet. So it'll be a moment before I'm back. Okay. What did I get?
You got a nat one.
Yay!
You're like, oh, it's doing well, nat one.
It's doing well, nat one.
Just, you, as soon as you said it was doing well.
Yeah, that's
yep.
Not going to work.
Okay, well, that's all that Marmoset's going to do for now. Right.
Okay, so that means Darius, you are now up.
Okay, I'm going to step here right next to it. So is Catherine and I flanking?
Yes, you are flanking.
Yes, okay, all right. Advantage on the unarmed strike roll. Oh.
That is very definitely a miss. On
an eight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, can I disengage or should I just stay there?
Have you got enough hit points to cope with an opportunity attack?
No.
Or have you got enough hit points to cope with a 1 in 3 chance of being the thing it attacks next turn?
Possibly 1 in 3.
Okay. I am the 1 in 3.
All right. Well, can I still take my bonus action as another unarmed strike, or do I have to hit?
Yeah, I think you have to.
As long as you take the attack as your, yeah.
There we go. 21 on the bonus attack hit?
Yeah, that's a hit.
Yeah. Okay. That's a hit. Okay. 5 points.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
You're doing the breathing all over your mic thing again, by the way. Future editing me loves you. Okay. Oz, you're up.
You're the one who wanted me to have it jammed up near my mouth, so.
Fair.
All right. Ozzy's going to move back a square and fire his short bow again.
Okay. That is a hit.
Finally. Oh, 12. Yeah. Ignore the second.
Yeah. Set of no, that would be the extra 12. If it'd been things at 12. Oh, that's not bad. Okay, it's starting to look a little battered now, but you know, little bits of it have fallen off, but it's still at full attacking strength. Cathra, you are up.
And I am flanking, right?
Yes, you are.
All right, great axe. Advantage of the 17
is a hit.
Right. So then add 2 to this damage. So that's 14 slashing damage. Hey!
14, that is
excellent.
That's
my turn. Yay. Nailed it!
Okay. So, Simeon, you are up.
Right. Flailing again. Indeed. Oh, crap. Do I have advantage?
Where are you?
Here.
Not from where you are.
Not from
there.
Okay. Fair enough. In that case, I'd probably miss.
Well, I mean, you could move next to Darius. You won't provoke an opportunity attack because you're not moving outside of its range.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd have advantage because you'd be flanking with Cathra.
Okay.
Let's say you did that.
Yeah. Let's retcon that. Okay.
Well, would you like to move there then?
I did.
No, you haven't.
Yes, he has.
I've moved other side of Darius.
Other side, all the way around there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if you move there, that's not going to be flanking.
Oh, it's flanking.
Okay. Okay, so 23 is a hit.
Okay. Good. So now I'm going to do Divine Smite this scumbag. six bludgeoning, and come on, do something. Oh, I need to put a level in. Okay, so it's mid. And 8 radiant damage. So that's
okay.
14.
Hmm.
And I'm all out of spells.
Okay. Yep, it is definitely starting to look very much the worse for wear now.
Take that.
Ehriman, you're up.
Ehriman's going to back on up. And he will use shoot a firebolt again.
Okay.
So that is, natural that's 20 on that. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a 17 fire damage. That was completely bonkers. That was such a good crit. Oh my goodness.
Shame it's resistant, really, isn't it?
That's still decent. That's still 8.
That is still decent. It is definitely looking pissed now, as far as a mobile plant can look pissed. And it is now its go.
So
1-2 Cathra, 3-4 Semyon, 5-6 Darius.
Okay.
So Darius.
It likes you.
First attack.
And whiffs. Yeah.
And that's a miss. So same again for second attack. And Darius again.
And whiffs hard.
And that's a miss as well. A branch sweeps out to hit you, and it flaps and hits itself in the end.
Stop hitting yourself!
As much as a plant has a face.
Oh, dear. Just need some tendril loving care.
And it's top of the turn order again. So, Marcel, you're up.
Ooh, 10, 15, 20, 25. If I'm here, I'm in melee range and I've got flanking, haven't I? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, back to the character sheet and back to the quarterstaff. And
that's a hit.
That is a hit. Marvellous. So that's 8. Bludgeoning damage, and my hunter's mark, 4. 12 point speeds.
Nice.
Wow. It is really starting to look unhealthy now. Bits falling off it over the place.
As it started to go like yellow and limp and shrivelly.
Well, the bits that have fallen off have.
And has it been attacked by aphids?
Darius, it's your turn.
Okay, unarmed strike, 15.
That is a hit.
Woohoo!
15. Okay, that's 5 points on there. I'm going to spend my last key for the flurry. So that's 2 more. 22 and a nat 20 on the second.
Wow, that's awesome.
Okay. There, okay. So 6, and then another 9. So 9, 15, 20 points altogether.
20 points with a...
You punched it to death!
The shambling mound has gone to plant heaven.
Are you sure it's not plant hell, really?
Sorry?
It will shamble no more. It's gone to the great compost heap in the ground.
You slapped...
Toss salad
to death.
Doesn't have the same ring.
You're not a salad tosser. You're a salad tosser's son.
So, you have destroyed the guardian of the chamber.
Woohoo!
Oof, so, all right.
Now I'll check out those bows.
Resistance is futile. Shall we get out of here?
Well, what's up with the cultists?
They disappear. They were never real.
Okay. And it was all a dream.
I'm checking whatever's left.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, got nat 20 on that.
Well, if you wanted to take a cutting and grow one, you probably could, but that's about it.
But whatever they offer you, don't read their palms.
Is there anything in the pile of junk?
I'm sorry, Jay?
I was just asking if there's anything in the pile of junk.
You can search if you like.
Well, that's what I was looking for.
I thought that's what Ozzy was looking
for.
No, he was...
Yeah, I was looking at the pile of junk.
Oh, was he? Oh, right. Oh, beg your pardon. It's difficult to tell from where you're standing. No, there's nothing to be found in there. It's just rubbish.
Okay.
Can we go now?
Yes, let's leave.
Okay, well, he put the monster down, which is the point.
Even if the kids weren't here to appreciate it, but hey.
I think the main question is, what involvement did the parents have in summoning this thing?
I'm not sure that thing was the summoning thing. I mean, I think that was just a guardian. I'd hate to see what would happen if we actually did a sacrifice.
Hey, Chris?
What are you doing?
I want to investigate the altar as well.
Okay. Oh, very nice roll. Again, not that there's anything to find, but nice roll. You decide that the artistry of the hideous carvings is actually quite high quality.
They pop any of the panels out?
No, there's nothing there to be found. It's just a stone altar.
All right.
Loot, 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 loot. Looking for loot. Not finding any.
Except there is none.
Is there anything shiny, like in the base of this water? Like people thrown coins into the water or anything?
You can have as such as you like.
I'm taking that tone as a no.
I look around as I'm walking.
The only thing to be found in this water is various diseases.
And a shopping trolley.
Right.
With a wheel missing.
I suppose we should. The other wheel squeak. We should probably get out of here then, I guess.
Get out of here, yeah.
Okay.
Taking care of the monster.
Okay.
I think.
So can we go then?
You can start trying to leave if you wish.
I don't like the way you said that. Again, this is happening a lot. Yes.
So we can check out, but can we ever leave?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I checked out ages ago. Okay. So I think we will stop that there.
Okie dokie.
So all that remains is for you to actually be able to get out of the house. So, listener, we will call it there at that point. So if, as usual, people have swapped around on my screen since earlier, so we'll be going out in a slightly different order. So, Jason, would you like to say goodbye and...
Adios!
If you want people to be able to get hold of you, Twitter or anything like that you wish to share?
At and the Argonauts on Twitter. I'm on there occasionally.
Okay. Caius.
I'm Caius Wickersham. You can find me at dtalvinar on Twitter. And I've been Darius Tavinar, the slayer of mimics and now shambling mounds.
Penny.
Hi. I'm Happy Penske on Twitter. And I've been Marmoset Quince, who now smells worse than before, but at least Marmoset now knows what they smell like to everyone else.
Jane.
Jane, I'm Cellardoor10 on Twitter, and I was playing Cathra as usual, and I was also sort of subbing in for Aramon, who is played by Sarge, a.k.a. Tussard. I think it's T-E-H, Sarge, on Twitter.
And finally, Alton.
I'm Alton. You can find me on Twitter at The Sleeping God, and I have been playing Semyon Anatov, who still has no idea what's going on.
Thank you. And I have been Chris Bonk Zombie Hill, Book Zombie Hill, your DM, CJH Book Zombie on Twitter. And bid you all adieu till next time. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
With the darkness at the root of the house apparently destroyed, our heroes will have an easy time making their way to the outside. Or will they? Find out in the next episode of Curse of Strahd. Book Zombie presents Curse of Strahd, starred Caius as Darius Talvinar, Penny as Marzette Quince, Jane as Kathra Bitteraxe, Alton as Semyon Anatov, and Jason as Oswald Ozzy Harthorn. The DM was Chris Book Zombie Hill. Music and artwork was by The Sleeping God. This was a Book Zombie Presents production.